Why, by God, make that might cost more than a dime. Come meet the brothers who are here to waste your time.
I will unplug you two if I need to.
I think you have to plug it in.
Hi, I'm the only one that's awake.
Yes,
my name is Spencer.
Wow.
I'm gonna talk a lot.
And Colin and I are just gonna sleep through you talking, which is pretty normal.
That's true.
I am Jacob. I woke up at 8 a.m. and I am not used to that. I thought there was only one 8 o'clock and it's into p.m. It's usually lunchtime.
Not quite.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Nice try.
Colin doesn't sleep until he does, and then he sleeps for 2 days straight.
Which he's about to.
Yes.
I mean, he's kind of started.
Yes, I do.
We watched Hellboy Blood and Iron. It was the second animated movie.
How was it?
It was much better than the first one.
Much better on the pacing end of things. Colin was asleep for 90% of it. Legit. Like, no shot.
There's vampires and... yes.
Ghouls?
No, ghouls.
There were bird goblin women things.
Harpies?
Hey!
There were boobies.
Yes, there were boobies. I thought he said harpies. There were boobies, though. And the harpies had boobies. They were not appealing.
There were ghosts? I don't know. This one was much better. Like Spencer said, it had a lot better pacing. The animation looked really good. Colin pointed out that the shadows were better in this one.
I said that, but thanks.
Whatever. I slept through it.
Colin was asleep.
Yeah, I was like, I don't remember saying that shit, but sure, thanks, I'll take it.
No, there's a lot more shadow compared to the last one.
I'll fuck it, take it.
True. You will take it.
The thing that bothered me is that a lot of the noses for the unimportant characters had this weird nose cap. It looked like all the noses had been circumcised, and that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah,
it was but weird. The lines don't make sense.
It looked like they had like those weird nose bridge piercings.
Kinda. Yeah.
It honestly looked like someone was trying to draw flared nostrils, but did the flaring the wrong way. It looked strange and bad.
Yeah. Yeah, that was weird because it's like the only major like stylistic change from the previous one. It's almost identical. Just the setting's different and better.
I like the setting a lot.
This one's also primarily based on the story Wake the Devil, which is a freaking banger.
Wow.
Wow. But also, it's pretty different.
We forgot to mention that today was Free Comic Book Day, and
that's why they're sleepy.
We so sleepy.
They are very sleepy because they've been up for so long.
Colin's wife is yelling at him.
For us to get precisely zero advertisement and no Nunit listeners.
It's true.
But on the bright side, we got to listen to some cool guys play music over at Spectre Moose. I'm sure they'll actually hear this. They're like the only people who will probably hear it.
Wow.
And my mom.
Wow.
And his mom.
Your mom doesn't listen. Don't lie to us.
No, but his mom does when I'm, you know, doing her.
Incredible.
True.
Anything more on Hellboy?
I actually really like this one. I just feel like I think the combination of the setting being more stylistically in line with the main Hellboy stories, of which Wake the Devil is one of them, kept it more gothic, which is just like a stylistic preference, but it did end up meaning a lot more of it was set all at night with the shadows, which made the animation seem higher budget than it was.
Gothic is kind of Hellboy's shit.
It's like literally his shit.
Yeah.
So I think it just kind of worked better for that. Also, there wasn't the same boss fight over and over and over again.
True.
I mean, the end fight did kind of get dragged out, but like it was nowhere near as much as the last one where it was like 8 bosses that were the same thing. Also, Hellboy says damn, which was very adult of him. I don't know. This is good.
Yes, this one was much better, and I like it a lot.
I think that they were also building up more towards... a third one of these was announced, but it was never put into production. But it does feel in line with these two taking place before the movie, because like they're clearly doing what most Hellboy comics do, where they're like, hey, you're actually supposed to be a bad guy, by the way. And then just kind of leaving it alone for like a couple more stories, and then every few stories be like, hey, they're going to bring out the apocalypse, by the way. And then they die, you know?
Yeah.
So, that's cool. There's more of that in this than the previous one.
Yeah.
I still don't understand why Liz is clearly portrayed as a teenager. I still don't like that.
I don't like it.
It's really weird.
I like the nose piercing, but I don't like her being a teenager.
Yeah, even if she's like supposed to be like 19 or whatever, it just she has the Kim Possible build.
Yep.
I don't understand why.
I don't like it.
Yeah. Mer. Especially because she's voiced by the actor who played her is in the movie.
Yep.
Well, both. So like, the fuck's up with that?
Yeah.
Weird.
And Professor Broom is like almost dead.
He's almost dead.
He's like in the movie. Dying in this one.
I think he's just old and grouchy.
They make it a point in this one that he's like, oh my gosh, he has days left to live. Mm.
Colin.
Yes.
He's yelling at his wife back. No, you're dumb. I'm not dumb. You're dumb.
No, you're a gay bitch. Not me. No.
Colin, there was about a 4-to-1 ratio of big boobs to Mike Mignola type boobs in this movie.
That's fantastic.
They were both very appealing. Actually, that's a lie. The Mike Mignola boobs were on a dead vampire, so that was kind of gross. But like, other than that,
that's still hot as shit.
Okay. You should rewatch it when you're awake.
Mm. I will.
Mm-hmm. You should.
Colin, did you read or watch anything this week? You said there was a book earlier today, so I know the answer.
I read
a book.
Yes, I did.
A book.
He read a book. He did not read an anime. He read a book. And you can't tell me I'm wrong.
Comic book. Comic book.
Oh my gosh, a comic book. I like seeing the side of Colin. It's funny.
When he's sleepy.
He's very
sleepy. He doesn't get sleepy very often.
No.
Which is weird. He'll be like cranky, but like he doesn't get like droopy.
Unlike this is what happens when you go on cocaine benders.
I wish.
Comic book.
It's especially funny because you can never really tell when he's doing a bit or if he's just saying things.
Yeah.
Comic book. So, I read Monuments to the Moon Gods by Michael Goodwin. He is a local artist. He was at the convention, and I didn't get to see his table.
Wait, which convention?
Or he was at Free Comic Book Day today.
Okay.
He was there.
He was there.
His comic book's right next to mine in Jetpack.
Incredible.
I read his book, his comic. It's, See, this is my problem with, like, reading at work, is that everyone's so fucking annoyingly loud that, yep. Like, you have to reread shit twice over. So,
only twice?
And more. Mm-hmm. But, like, I only had time for, like, twice. So, what I gathered from reading this... What I gathered from reading this is that it starts out with... this like remote planet that's like inhabited by like ape/Neanderthal looking creatures, and these robots are basically taking the natural resources from this planet, and they see these ape Neanderthals as trespassers, and they immediately obliterate them. They're like, oh, yes, we've done this thing, we killed them. And then it cuts to, like, our main character, I can't remember his name, but he, like, is captain of this vessel. They're going through space, and then pirates show up, and he's like, these pirates aren't gonna get me. So he rams straight into the bigger ship with his small ship at the precise angle, so he blows them up. And then they find themselves at this planet that has the robots, and they're being sucked in by the tractor beam, like, wah, wah, wah. And they're like, oh no, shit's fucked. And that's where it ends, the first issue.
Shit is fucked.
Yeah.
That was the most coherent plot summary I've ever heard him give.
It was very good.
I actually understand what's going on.
I'm happy.
Yeah, I should be more tired. I should tire more often. It's good. Colors are fantastic. Art is amazing. Everything's so fucking cool about this book. It's obviously the first issue, so there's, like, not that much, like, you don't know what's going on. Or, like, you don't know where it's gonna go, so you have to, like, get the next issue to really know. So right now, it's just, like, you buy it because... art really fucking pretty.
How much did you spend for it?
I have no fucking clue.
How did you get it?
Jetpack Comics.
Wow.
Because the comic is right next to my comic at the store.
What is the name of this stupid MacGuffin?
The MacGuffin?
Stupid the MacGuffin.
The McJuggernuggets?
What's the McJuggernugget?
I read... and rapist.
Sorry.
Can we move on from the sex talk, please?
Yes.
The foreplay?
Woof.
I read Ultimate Invasion, written by Jonathan Hickman.
I haven't read this one. Please tell me about it.
It is arted by Brian Hitch and colored by Alex Sinclair.
How do you know?
I read the credits. They're right there. You want to see?
I can't.
He can't read.
I can't read right now.
It came out in 2023.
It got printed pretty quick.
Yes. That's what I was surprised by. I was like, was this like 2 years ago? Because if it's the ultimate things that are coming out like right now, that was really, really fast.
Yeah, this is the prelude.
Yes. It was really, really fast.
I remember when we talked about it on the show.
The Make Here gathers up all of the magical items in the world. And then he says, fuck you, I'm out. And he goes back in time and with a database of all the superheroes, and he tries to find them all, and he kills them all. Or he gathers them up under his wing. There's only like six of them that he saves. The rest of them, he kills or pushes like a little bit to the side so that they don't actually get the magical thing that changes them into a superhero.
So that's why Spider-Man in the new Ultimate Universe is like 35.
Maybe. He stops a Spider-Man from being Spider-Man. He's like, ooh, there's a bug on your shoulder. That would have been bad.
Nice.
And squishes the bug.
Ooh. Who's the maker, by the way?
It is a version of Mr. Fantastic from the Ultimate Universe.
Damn.
Wait, so who stops Spider-Man from becoming Spider-Man?
The Makier.
The bad guy.
Yes.
I call him the Makier because there's a Y. M-A-K-Y-R.
And Iron Man's the reason why he's Spider-Man? In the new universe, like Iron Man's son?
What?
No.
No, who's responsible?
You're doing crack.
Actually, no.
Iron Man's young. It's a whole other thing.
There's something there.
Kind of.
Yeah, I'm not wrong. I know I'm not wrong.
I know I'm not dumb. I know I'm not dumb.
No. It's okay, Ade. You're not completely useless.
I don't even know where he's going with that.
You put your sweet pippy, I will.
The Maker fucks shit up.
This has the typical Jonathan Hickman sticks his nose up his ass and smells his own fart. Like, it's really bad. There are graphs and informational pieces everywhere, which is cool. It's sort of helpful, but there's only four issues. And it feels like Bro wrote an entire binder worth of information and is trying to condense it into four issues. And it's like, he needs more time to cook. Or he needs to not be so head up ass. Because this is a lot.
So it should have been like the Scooby-Doo size ginormous sub-sandwich of like a 16-issue series. But instead...
At the very least.
But instead it was like...
Scooby-Doo-bee-dooby-doo.
It was like an Egg McMuffin.
At the very least, it should have been eight issues. It feels like.
It was absolutely a Scooby-Doo.
Thank you.
He takes a Mr. Fantastic who's very smart and pairs him up with another Mr. Fantastic who's very smart.
That sounds like fucking awful.
Which is funny because he's a Mr. Fantastic who's very smart. But he's... A Mr. Fantastic and Howard Stark and pairs them up to make a time travel machine. And it's called a Jonathan Hickman MacGuffin.
Nice.
I literally Googled it because I didn't recognize it. And the interwebs said, oh, yeah, it's from this book. So that's nice. But then Kang steps in and says, no, if there's going to be time travel and shit around here, it's going to be me. The last issue, is Howard Stark saying, you know what, actually, I put this thing together and fuck you, I'm not helping you anymore, and destroys it, and that's how they beat the Maker, and it says to be continued in Ultimate Comics and stuff. I don't know. It was very short and very stuffed. It looks good. It's fun.
Brian Hitch is usually very solid on art at a minimum.
It's interesting, but it definitely should have been more than 4 issues. I got it for $25 at Stairway. There's a lot, an ass ton of alternate covers in the back too. It feels like the normal size of a trade. It's weird that it's only 4 issues. I'm really stuck on that.
Yeah, I think they were regular sized issues too. Maybe the first one was oversized, but
$24?
$24?
Have they been raising the prices of
Yes.
What Marvel the fuck?
Marvel in particular.
The map of the world that the Maker made is kind of cool. But
I think Jonathan Hickman made that map, actually, in his brain.
Probably. That's pretty cool. But it's spread over 3 pages. Like, the key to how to read it is on the 3rd page, so you have to flick back and forth, and it's a pain in the ass.
Okay, that's just bad layout.
Yes.
Weird.
Spencer, what did you read? Or watch. Or sex.
I did not sex, thank you.
You did not sex any books?
He's never sexed.
This is really comic
he's
books.
He's sexed a book before, you know it.
Mm. Dude,
he was
so
like,
not true.
Split a book in half, put his dick in it, and slammed the book shut.
Okay, I've done
that.
And
called it the sex.
Okay, I've definitely done that.
I told you!
I wouldn't call that sex.
I told you!
Shut up.
Okay, this is the most head up ass thing I've ever seen. Why do you need this?
You don't. It's a cool idea, but it's poorly laid out.
It doesn't need to be neat. It's not even needed. Like, there's no way that this thing is needed in like any context whatsoever.
He remade the world, so it's cool to have the different sects of the world of like, yeah, I left this hero that's under my control in control of like Asia or whatever. Because they all report to him because he's God or whatever.
Could I be Chikinga Man?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
What the fuck did that even mean?
I don't know. Would you continue with your review?
You mean start?
What book did you sex this week?
So I sexed books of which my opinion is going to make Colin mad at me. I read the first 3 volumes of Jujutsu Kaisen.
Go back to sleep.
True. They were written and drawn by a person whose name I genuinely don't know how to pronounce, and also they have no public presence, and their gender is not even known. So they're a person.
Who exists. Let me see the name.
You try, bro.
Gigi Akutami.
Thank you.
It's Gigi Akutami, and it's she, as far as we know, and she is a fucking bitch, but she's amazing.
Okay.
What makes her a bitch?
Because her whole goal is to, so I'm sorry to derail you, but
no, you're not.
Here's some funny trivia. So you know how a lot of manga artists will get like a shit ton of death threats and like hate mail?
Yeah.
She literally uses the death threats that she gets from people, and she's like, wow, that's creative shit. I'm going to kill your favorite character.
Nice! I love that.
I like this.
That's what she does.
That's awesome.
But like we say she because that's like, there's a weird thing that happened recently. But like,
I'm not up to speed on it. I'm way in the beginning.
Colin knows something you don't.
It happens.
This is monumental.
True.
So like,
proud of you,
she
bro.
Basically is just kicking her feet in there as she's reading through her death threat. She's like, oh, that's so cool. I'm gonna use that because
dude,
this
I
person.
Love that.
I love
she,
this.
She creates characters, makes you fall in love with them,
and then kills them.
Yes.
Colin's so mad. I love this.
But it's so good at the same time how they're like killed. That's like almost like, I can't be mad, but I am mad at the same time, but then
is
I'm
this
not.
Better or worse than Evangelion of like intentionally hurting you?
It's better because it's funnier.
Hmm.
Because it's like, I'm using your own death threats against you, bitch. But it's also like, teehee, keep sending them. Like that's the vibe I get from Gigi. And it's so funny.
So we follow a high school student, because of course it's shonen, named Yuji. He's a fucking lunatic, in a very similar way to Gon from Hunter x Hunter, kind of. This is a world of which I read in the reverse order, but that one will make more sense if I do it second. This is a world where demons are a thing. There's like possessed objects and shit, because of course, like,
oh, so Japan.
Curses.
Pretty much, yeah. They're commonly referred to as curses. So there's different levels of shit. There's different types of sorcerers with different power levels, blah, 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 blah. It's what you'd expect. And there's, like, the as far as I'm aware, the biggest, baddest, cursed demon bad boy was, like, around. And then he got blown up and shit or whatever. And then there's little bits of him lying around. It's a bunch of fingers, which is gross. And then because of plot reasons, Yuji eats a finger, because reasons, and then becomes possessed, sort of.
No, that makes sense.
It's something.
It checks out.
He's weird. So he has, he's like half possessed. It's very bizarre. Shut up! Let me describe, you get to describe shit in the dumb way, let me describe my shit in the dumb way, okay? I'm trying.
I didn't say shit.
Shut up.
For the listeners, Colin was silently disagreeing.
Colin's always silently disagreeing.
No, he's usually audibly disagreeing.
Vocally. No, you're stupid, you might add.
Okay.
But this is different.
So then Yuji gets recruited / killed by the state, sort of, and then recruited to a fed organization, sort of, but also a school for children, because that's not weird. He goes to fucking Hogwarts, basically.
Yeah, he basically goes to Hogwarts, and it's like, hey, if you don't do what we say, you are being executed, because your execution is going to happen regardless, it's just it's postponed until you eat all of the fingies.
True. Literally.
Wow.
Like that's actually it. No. So there's a bunch of other students there of different ages and species. There's a panda. Don't ask questions. I like the panda.
Panda's amazing. His name is Panda.
Yeah.
Is he a demon panda?
Not that I'm aware of. Not yet. He's just a panda.
Does panda die?
No! Don't kill panda! Now I'm mad.
I don't know about panda dying yet.
That's true.
Oh, we gonna find out.
Fuck you! Anyways, so he goes to the school and then they go on missions and shit. Okay, so the art is fantastic. The action sequences are some of the best I've seen for, like, this type of, I'm gonna say it, like, 14-year-old boy edgy type shonen. Like, this is, like, dark and gritty and edgy, but also they make a whole fuck ton of, like, ooh-woo jokes. So, you know, this is, like, peak teenager, which I like. What?
Do you want to find out?
I'm saying this because I want to say the women he draws, hot as shit, the way he draws them. And it's very disturbing sometimes when they're like 17 years. I think Maki is actually old enough, so it's okay.
Do you want to find out if Panda dies or not?
No, because I'll find out soon enough.
Mm. Yeah, he's actually fairly into this one. Yeah, the action sequences are fantastic. A lot of the character designs are good, but my biggest... I have two primary criticisms. I enjoyed this. I enjoyed the first three volumes. I especially enjoyed volume 3 a lot more. There was just the way that the plot had been... Not streamlined necessarily, but once I kind of got the gist of how the world building worked, I was able to get into a lot easier. This shit is dense as fuck, and not in a way that I like. Coming from a guy who reads boring ass like fiction books that are read like textbooks, this is just dense, and it's not because the world building is bad or incoherent or uninteresting. It's just the way it's presented, at least early on, is really scatterbrained, like really, really scatterbrained. I like the fact that the end of each chapter includes like a page or two of just random lore dump. I like that, but it's really necessary to read those to understand what the hell's going on in the next chapter or even the prior chapter. So there's a lot of really cool like sci-fi concepts that are just introduced in the middle of a chapter and not really explained until the end. And then it's just the mangaka just writing little fucking pencil notes in the back, basically. And like, I like their brain. Cool ideas. Holy shit, calm down, write them down, and then streamline it. Because there's so much shit in here that I had to slow down multiple times to understand what the hell was going on.
So you know what I have to say about that?
Skill issue.
You're no, you're completely fucking right. They're fucking retarded. No, I just love it. I hear, like, Cole's going upset. I'm like, no. Because this is how
We, the people that, like, are fans of Jujutsu Kaisen, look at this. Imagine, so, this takes place in real life, meaning this whole story is literally a teenage older brother playing with his younger little brother, and they're trying to outbest each other in an imaginary fight. Like, my dude, nothing can touch him. He has eternity between him. Nothing can touch him. Yeah, well, my guy has a divine... divine pact with God, so, like, you can't even see his cursed energy. Yeah, well, my guy, he's got big blue eyes! And it's just,
okay, he's right.
That's literally what it is, and that's how all of us look at it.
Okay,
because it's the funniest shit, because it makes so much sense. It's like, oh my word, it literally is just, like, playground, like, imaginary fight.
It is, but that what's funny about that is I still find it appealing, by all means. I'm not saying,
yeah,
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not... as into it in comparison to the other things that I've been reading.
That's fine.
But
it's a lot.
That's like the exact same logic we make fun of like Dragon Ball for. I'm not saying that they're on the same level by any means, but like that's the same shit where like Dragon Ball's just guys screaming at each other and being like, well, my power level's higher. And that is the exact same.
Well, the reason why I think I find it more tolerable is that Gigi just doesn't take this shit seriously.
Yeah, it's pretty goofy.
It's meant to be goofy, and Dragon Ball Z like tries to be serious,
which is ironic because it's really cartoony and like stupid.
And yeah. Jujutsu Kaisen is like edgy and shit.
Yeah, this is.
But it knows it's a joke. It knows it's weird.
Yeah, this is like what if a 14-year-old Japanese gay person wrote Wattpad Harry Potter fanfic? Respectfully.
No, this, honestly, I'm gonna be honest, this shit makes way more sense than fucking Harry Potter.
I was gonna say, Harry Potter really that brings was the, it down.
That, oh my god, you're not getting the point. Oh my god.
Oh my god, no one understands me.
That's exactly what this book sounds like. This isn't the My Chemical Romance of fucking manga.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I'm not saying I don't like it. I'm just saying.
So what other points do you have that you think I want to disagree with?
I don't actually like a lot of the comedy in it. The jokes in a vacuum I think are very funny. The dialogue is very witty and banterous. That's not a real word. Whatever. But a lot of, I don't know how else to describe it, so I'm going to use primitive American stupid words. I swear every, like, cutaway gag in this book is drawn like it's supposed to be an anime. And that's hard to describe, but, like, if you, you know, in a, you know, a cutaway gag, like in Family Guy, is a cutaway gag. You go to a different dimension where time is relative and everyone's heads are big and weird and stuff. Like, when you do, like, a visual gag. But they do them in panel, and I really don't like it. It's very cluttered. It undercuts what little drama or tension is going on in a scene, particularly like a fight sequence, to drop a joke. Not because the joke is unfunny, but because it's like, but then Yuji's face is drawn 2D and flat and like sweating on top of it, because it's like, it's hard to describe, but I think Colin gets what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying, but also like,
it's just a stylistic thing I don't like.
Yeah, and manga's been doing that forever anyway.
Oh, obviously.
Because you're just used to it being an anime.
Yeah.
It originated in manga.
No shit! I just don't like how it's done in panel. If it was a cutaway panel, I would probably be more fine with it. But it just makes the whole experience kind of...
Right, because Berserk literally does the same shit,
too. But Berserk's better! I can't... It's hard to describe. I don't have the words. Anyways,
It's just opinion-based, and I get it.
Fine. It's just like a vibe thing.
It's fine. Literally, none of your hot takes are even hot takes. They're literally just straight facts. I don't know what you're even on about.
Wow.
Because... Jujutsu Kaisen's goofy as shit. That's like the whole point.
Yeah, the end of like chapter 18, a boy's just like, what's your preference in girl? And then
it's like, what kind of women do you like?
So,
you need to answer me or I'm gonna have to kill you. It better be tall women with fat asses and big old boobies.
Yeah, it's really weird.
And then then Yuji has literally the same taste as him. He's like, oh, he's my brother. I will protect him forever.
Anyways, the art is really, really fantastic. It is just like a... Yeah, it's a vibe thing that I don't just 100% gel with. I'm going to keep reading it, but I think out of all the mangas I'm currently reading, I'm going to probably drop this one first or take a break from. I think that Yuji's a solid pro tag, despite the fact that he is also the generic shonen pro tag who's kind of a psychopath and doesn't have a personality and doesn't have a good motivation. I still like him.
Yuta is my favorite original pro tag.
That's fair.
Because he's the original one. Because started out as a...
I don't steal my point! I'm going to get to that in a couple weeks! Oh, you can't take that from me!
I can, because I talked about it first.
Fuck you.
Yuta was the original protagonist because it used to be a one-shot, and then... That's a part of your problem. It was literally meant to be a one-shot, and then this dude's like, oh shit, this is popular? Has to figure out how to explain how any of this shit works.
I'll give you a one-shot.
True.
I can give you...
Yeah.
Piss.
Wow.
Anyways, I liked it. I bought it for around cover price. I believe I bought these at Barnes & Noble. I think I got the first four in a box set for like $40, which is... cover price. It came with a slip case, which was garbage, but it's got a poster, which is gonna go up on my wall because it's a good poster.
Incredible.
It's cool. It's dense, and I'm gonna have to drop. If this was like the only manga I was reading, I would be able to keep up with it. But there's another one which I think is comparable that I think is better that I'm gonna keep reading. I'll get to that.
Ooh, so, that's gonna get spicy.
Not really.
Do you want to just skip because you only have one talking point? You can help with my topic.
Oh, that's true. He's gonna cream.
I'm gonna cream. You can help me cream.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. I read The Riddler, Year One. Written by Paul Dano. The guy. Played The Riddler in The Batman. Drawn and colored by Steven Subic or Subic or Subich.
Subic. Is it shiny?
The C sometimes is a ch sound.
Is it shiny?
And it's funny to say Subich.
Subic.
This book establishes how the Riddler gets to be where he is in the movie and. What he's thinking and what he's seeing and why he reacts the way he does in the movie.
Does he get bit by a radioactive question mark?
Yes.
I was going to say... Cut that out. I was going to make a really stupid house joke.
He hides Riddler trophies all over Gotham for you to find.
Ugh. Dude, hell yeah.
Dude, I want him to do that. I want to see that. I want to see... I think you need to actually lock Pattinson in like a diorama room. In real life.
And he picks up a trophy?
No, and then he just has to dig around this, like, miniature Gotham, and he has to tip over shit and try to find all of them, and he has to get all 150 before the night ends.
Don't forget to give him his vape. He can't live without his vape.
I can believe that.
He was literally... he was caught hiding his jewel in the Batman utility belt during test footage.
What?
Yeah, they're doing... I didn't know that. You know the shots that they take?
Dude, the test footage was so good.
Yeah, not just the test footage, but just, like the original, like...
The teaser trailer reveal shit.
Yeah. Yeah, because Matt was looking through, like, touching up some stuff and, like, moving some stuff, and he, like, found his jewel, and Robert's like, I don't know how that got there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bro's literally me. I'm literally Batman, guys.
I haven't seen him and Batman in the same room.
Exactly.
The Riddler is an accountant that is stomped on by the company. There's a guy that takes his work and gets promoted because of the work the Riddler does. And Riddler is salty about it. And then he has to do a couple of investigations, and he goes, "Herm, that's weird." And he tries to do the right thing about it, and everybody brushes it under the rug and tells him, "Be a good boy and don't talk about it no more." And he says, "I'm actually gonna do it by myself.
I'm gonna put some saw traps on cops.
I'm gonna do this myself." So he starts investigating and making moves. And he thinks he's vigilanteing. What's the name? The black hat? The white hat? The good guy hacker man. Because he's stopping the crime or whatever. And he gets the relationship that you get when you tip the hot cat girl Twitch streamer.
Parasocial
relationship with the
Batman. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna stream about this.
It's so good. It's very, very, very good. My only complaint is that issue 5 Riddler has devolved mentally so much that issue 5 is one of his crazy scrawling notebooks, and it's kind of ugly. And it is a vibe thing. It doesn't really add any meat and potatoes to the story. It's literally just a vibe, which is fine. But that's like my only complaint about this book. The rest of it is just so good.
So he went crazy and then started like writing in feces.
I loved that book, that issue.
Of course you did.
Yeah, of course you did.
Dude, because it's just the vibe. It's just like,
right. Oh my boy, he's gone insane. He's starting to do the scribbling on the walls. The voices, the voices.
They literally show him drawing the map of Gotham on the floor under the rug. Yeah.
Did you literally pay the $5 to want to buy that one issue of him just scribbling, and then you're like, that was a good waste of my money.
I was buying them as every issue came out. And then I think I literally only just don't have the last issue.
Oof.
Because that came out I bought the last issue. So I was like, yeah, I'm just going to buy the trade.
Actually, sir, that's not a trade. That's a hardcover, sir. Actually, Batman, you need to listen to me and subscribe to my Twitch stream.
This book is very good. I'm very happy. 5 stars.
I have managed to get absolutely nothing spoiled for me, and I'm very happy about that. I'm turning into you.
$30.
So the Riddler, as you see, he does this thing. He throws a brick at a cat.
Evil. Can you just throw the bricks at the cop? That's much better. Happy Andor weekend, everybody.
I don't think he actually throws a brick. That does sound like something would happen in that one.
Something, something, child psychopathy. Something.
Yes.
This was incredible. I'm very happy.
Nice.
It was really good. Fantastic book.
Yep.
I was very surprised because I was looking forward to that when we first started talking about it in the news, but I was also a little hesitant because I remember reading the quote-unquote prequel book to the Batman.
Oh, you were so mad about that.
Yeah, I was so mad about that because I thought it was going to be so cool.
It's just street racing.
Yeah, it's like, whatever. And then in this, it actually like kind of ties things together properly, I guess. Yeah.
And that's what I was going to say. This feels like it does what the Joker was trying to do in the movie The Joker.
Yeah.
But failed to do. Whereas this, like, actually does it. The Joker feels like it's just trying to excuse a bad guy for being bad because he was in a bad situation. But this is like, no. He was trying to be a good guy, but in a bad situation, blah, 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 blah. It's not excusing it. He's clearly a bad guy in the story. But you can see how he got there. It's very good.
Mm-hmm.
What's long and hard that's calm in the middle?
Your mouth.
My key number.
Hey, that's fair, actually.
That's the answer. It's a really stupid meme.
Of course. I know how the answer is there. It's a cucumber. Because I looked it up on the back computer.
Actually, it's one of those long donuts. Not the round donuts, but the long donuts that
Bear is Claws.
A Boston cream.
You mean the one that we saw Hellboy just fucking deep throat in the movie earlier?
One bite.
Yeah.
Hellboy.
I thought it was a burrito at first.
Hellboy legit one bite.
I love those things.
They taste the same. They're just made out of cake batter.
And they're a different shape.
They're so good.
Yeah, they're penis shaped. Yeah.
Colin likes the shape.
I do.
And they're glazed.
Circles are bad.
You know, I love the chocolate glazed donuts, right?
Yeah.
But I love getting the chocolate glazed dicks instead. I literally always get the sticks instead. I get the sticks and I get my chocolate munchkins so I can make dick and balls.
But do you eat the chocolate frosted dick in one bite like your boy Hellboy?
I try. I'm not as good as him.
You need to be better.
I know. I need to really tap into my Jewish heritage.
Oh my god. I don't even understand how that makes sense, but I'll roll with it.
Have Spencer, wrap Jewish us up, women? Please.
Yes, I've seen Jewish women. I know.
Spencer, please wrap us up.
I'm going to wrap up my dick.
Oh my god.
Dude, I'm going to take away your foreskin privileges.
Hey, you can't do that. I'm not a baby anymore.
I'm not a baby anymore. It doesn't matter. I can still do it, bitch.
I hate you. Oh boy. Okay. So I read Jujutsu Kaisen, but much better.
Yes.
Chainsaw Man.
Wow.
Distinctly better. Sorry. Colin, cool your jets.
I mean, Chainsaw Man's always better.
You're fucking retarded.
I like Chainsaw Man more. Jujutsu Kaisen's cool, but Chainsaw Man's way better.
My point is, it's almost fucking identical world building in most ways. Not all of it.
Curses and devils and shit.
Yes, and also they started coming out the exact same year. It's more than coincidental.
It's kind of funny.
Well, yes.
That there's so much alike.
But also, to be fair, Chainsaw Man is a parody / spoof / satire of shonen, but also is just shonen. So it's the same types of tropes, but also poking fun at them, like literally putting everything out in the open. So we follow Denji, a homeless boy who has a dog devil chainsaw. Puchita is adorable. He's just a little munchkin. Dog dies, boy dies, they become one. They are, oh. So now he's a ripcord in his chest, which is weird. He becomes the chainsaw devil, and he has chainsaws that come out of his head and his hands. I feel like we've had this discussion a couple of times on this show.
A couple times.
It's been a little bit.
Yeah.
Then he gets recruited by the feds, basically, and is told, hey, you'll be a good... We're going to put a collar on you, and we're going to call you a good boy, and we're going to give you food, and maybe you can touch boobies if you will come work with us to find the gun devil to kill it, because...
This is the one that has the frame where he just wants to touch boobs,
yes.
Right? All right.
So now...
It's literally one of the best manga ever to exist.
Yes. So now that... So I actually... This was one of the first mangas I started reading, and then I was like, I don't understand the satire of this because I'm not very familiar with the tropes it's making fun of. I get them, like, a vague sense of, like, let's make fun of raping children, because that's not good. We should stop doing that in manga, you know? Like, that sort of stuff, you know? So it puts all the shit out in the open, where it's like, maybe it's not good that this homeless child is forced to be a child soldier under threat of not getting to touch boobs and also dying. So it's like, that's actually not good, you know?
He's literally me.
Yeah, Dad.
I was about to say, Jacob, isn't that literally just our life in a nutshell?
It is.
We're fucking stuck with the feds and maybe we'll touch boobs one day.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. So, like...
Can I touch your boobs?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm good, then.
Okay. So...
I'm not gonna be a serial killer now, because I've touched boobs.
That's fair.
Hell yeah.
I mean, Denji's also a serial killer, but in a different way. Sort of. Kind of. Shush. Kills a lot of living things, okay?
No.
Yes, he literally does.
No, I mean, he's not a serial killer.
Oh my gosh.
Out of all of us, you should know what the definition of that is.
Shut up. Why would I know that the most, huh?
Because you're fucking weirdo, and we went to fucking... And the fucking stupid criminal science classes we had together growing up. You should know better.
I was gonna say because you're on Reddit.
That's true.
But whatever,
that's
same thing.
That is true. So yeah, we follow Denji around through this... The private sector... the public sector of the... demon hunting shit. It's cool. The characters are great. There's a lot of really weird shit. It's really hard to describe.
Who's your favorite character right now?
Right now? Ugh. It's actually pretty hard. That's the problem.
It is.
That's how much I like it. Okay, so actually the first volume, the first two, were actually kind of rough in terms of a starting point. It was good. It was also very dense and very hard to get into. The third one is a fucking bop. So the big, like, first for me, the way I'm looking at it, is the first, like, major real plot occurrence that is out in the rotation of, like, how the arcs move. They get stuck in a hotel where the demon of, what was it, Infinity?
Yep.
Is
the
just,
Eternity
like...
Devil.
Yeah, Eternity.
Like,
so it's just, like, basically engulfs the hotel and they just get stuck in there for a hotel apartment, whatever. And they get stuck on, like, a certain floor for a while, and then they just kind of go crazy. It's really weird. And then the coolest fucking shit happens. And the way that they get out is that Denji turns himself into a perpetual, like, energy machine. So he lives off of blood, because reasons.
All devils live off of blood.
Okay. Well, he lives off of blood, and he needs blood to not have erectile dysfunction, basically, for his chainsaws to work. It's so fucking weird. So he starts killing the you know, the Eternity Devil, and it's like, but it can't really die. So it just turns into, like, a perpetual motion machine forever, so he just keeps sucking the life out of it, but it never runs out of life. So he makes it want to kill itself. He just drives it fucking mad. It's really funny.
And then they're like,
hey, here's my heart. Please kill me. He's like,
oh, but I'm not done yet. I want to keep killing you, hurting you, because I like hurting you, you bitch.
It's really cool. It's also very gross. Similar levels, I would say, of visual quality to Jujutsu Kaisen. They're not the same type of style, but they do have a lot of similarities. They do have similarly visceral action sequences. Chainsaw Man is... I'm working on my primitive knowledge, Colin, okay? I know I'm dumb. I'm working on it. I'm fixing myself.
I can understand. At least you're not as bad as the last person I talked to where I showed them Dorohedoro, and they're like, oh, this reminds me of Chainsaw Man. I'm like,
oof. Okay, that's a pretty big
disparity. No one is like Dorohedoro.
Yeah. That's a pretty big disparity.
Yes.
Again, and also because it's the first three volumes, it's very early on, so they're going to be more similar to each other than not, because it's the hook, like, part of the series. It's very funny. I like the characters. I actually give a shit. This is the first manga outside of Berserk, which, again, doesn't even really count because that's, like, God tier, and One Piece in a certain level where, like, I actually give a shit. This is obviously way more dramatic than One Piece. One Piece is mostly just comedy, but, like... I give a shit. People start dying, and I'm like, no! I don't usually give a shit about that sort of stuff. So this is great. The visuals are fantastic. It's very gory. It's also very funny. And yeah, Denji avoids getting raped by a drunk woman, which was pretty good on his part. He does get...
I love Haimino, you know.
Yeah, she's cool. But also, like, you know, like I said, it addresses the tropes head on. And it's like, maybe that's bad. We shouldn't do that. He does get vomited into. That was pretty gross.
Yeah, that was pretty gross, but honestly, Hyman was worth it.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
How much money did you spend?
Cover price, about $10 a piece. I think I bought these all at Stairway to Heaven, because Stairway to Heaven is cool and shit.
They have a lot of manga.
They do.
Aki is the best guy.
Yeah.
Aki's literally
the... Aki's great.
He's... Okay, I love him, but then when I started, like, watching him more and more, I'm like... Why does he remind me of, like, what Spencer wants to be? Literally...
Oh, you're right.
It's like what Jacob does on a daily basis, what? But you wish you could do it.
That's... Yeah.
You literally get up, do your thing. So here's how it is a little bit. This is how it starts out. It starts out as Spencer gets up, does all his autism chores, then gets... ready for the day.
Okay, so...
Has a couple... Then it turns into Jacob, where it goes outside on the porch, has a cup of coffee and a smoke, and smoke. Just reads the newspaper.
It's true.
And then he goes inside, and this goes back to Spencer, and puts on an apron and starts cooking.
So...
It's true.
So he wakes up and does the autism chores. That means he takes a shit?
Yeah, he does.
Okay. I was gonna say shave my asshole, but that works too.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that. He probably does.
Same difference.
Honestly. Dude, he's Japanese! They don't have any fucking body hair!
Oh, shit, you're right.
Okay.
It was good. I really like this shit.
Aki's best boy.
That's the end of the show. Thank you for listening. Please go to substack.com, subscribe to our Substack. It is literally the episode with pictures so that you know what we're talking about. And it's super cool and helpful. Go over to patreon.com, subscribe. Under one of the four tiers that we have there, it's easy to find. It's literally the name of the show. We have two patrons, Jeff Lawrence and Caitlin. They give us money. It helps keep the show going. We appreciate the money. We give our money to Jetpack Comics and Games in downtown Rochester, New Hampshire. They hosted the last free comic book day, allegedly, again, today. So thank you very much and come again, I guess. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this bit. Jetpack is cool. Go give them your monies. Shout out to Geek Gossip Podcast for doing podcasting better than us.
True.
Nice job. They recorded a bit with me today. It was cool. It's probably on the air already, whereas this episode is going to take a whole freaking week to go on the air.
And because on the other end...
They're better than us.
On the other end of the spectrum,
yeah.
But also being better than us.
You're on the spectrum.
Yes, I am on the spectrum. Thank you for noticing. I was also on the Everything is a Primary Source podcast.
Ah, yes.
With Eric Paul, who's a cool high school teacher, because he's nerd. Big nerd. Big nerd. Love you. Big nerd.
Yes.
So I went on that today, which will probably be released in like 3 months, because he has a new format of releasing his stuff. But I went on there and talked about Batman Year One. Because I can't go 2 days without talking about Batman.
It's true.
It's cool.
Next. I was drawing
Yeah, you are drawing.
You may notice we didn't have an episode last week. We skipped it.
Yeah, we got a little crunk, you know how it is?
we're recording that tomorrow, but who knows when it'll ever come out, if ever.
Next Friday.
It hasn't even come out yet.
When he goes, and when you...
Do you ever have a dream where you could, could fly?
Yes. For real.
So that's next week's episode, is the gaming show? Or yeah. No?
They're going to come out on the same day.
Okay. So we're doing news next week?
Yes.
All right.
Colin won't be here! Nanny nanny boo boo!
It's true.
But the episode after that, we're going to be talking about Extremity.
Oh my gosh.
By Daniel Warren Daddy Johnson.
Probably only volume one.
Probably fair.
Absolutely fair.
You're just slow.
Tune in then, goodbye, thank you.